One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow.
Once again, your neighborhood blue coal dealer brings you the thrilling adventures of The Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcefully to old and young alike that crime does not pay. One of the lessons learned this past winter is that there is no real substitute for hard coal, America's finest, most reliable home heating fuel. Householders using coal have enjoyed steady, healthful warmth all winter long for two big reasons. First, there has been sufficient anthracite available. Second, the men who deliver this fuel, the blue coal dealers in particular, have done a wonderful job under the most difficult conditions and with real cooperation from you, their customers. But the winter isn't quite over. Your blue coal dealer needs and appreciates your continued cooperation. So, give him several days' notice when you need more coal, and take his advice about the best size of coal to use at this time of the year. The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Beast of Darrow House. It began on a night of sweeping rain and shattering thunder 30 years ago. That night, death was coming for old Thaddeus Darrow. And that eccentric gentleman sat waiting for it by candlelight. His hand clutched a heavy blackthorn cane. And at his feet lay the only creature he had ever trusted, Rufus, a savage and massive elk hound.
Who's there? Who's knocking?
It's Smithers, sir.
Come in. Quiet, Rufus. Quiet, old boy. Only the blithering imbecile who lights up fires and cooks up food. There now. Close the door.
I come to say the doctor is gone now, sir. I drove him to the train.
What did he say about me, Smithers?
He mentioned something about this to how you might be wanting a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
To make a will, sir. He says you've not got any and you'd sure not want to go without making one.
Ah, he said that, did he? Did he now? And he's wrong.
He says...
Who cares what he says? But I see that counts. And I'll die without a will.
But the house, sir, who'll it belong to?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Oh, never fear. You'll be allowed to spend the rest of your so-called life in the servants' quarters outside. And I've given orders about the house itself. To be boarded up and left empty. To rot here on the hillside.
Mr. Darrow!
It'll be well guarded, this house. Well guarded. I'm leaving Rufus in charge. You'll stand watch while this house rots away, won't you, old boy? Until it's only a creaking skeleton across the face of the moon. And all who dare set foot on these premises will find death. Sudden death in the jaws of the beast of Darrow House.
Mr. Darrow! Mr. Darrow!
Yes. You're Dr. Travick, aren't you? Dr. Lyle Travick?
Yes. You sent for me, I believe.
I did, Doctor. First, because you knew my grandfather, Thaddeus Darrow, and secondly, because I need your professional services.
I see.
After all these years, the courts have decided to award me my grandfather's estate. I've just come into possession of Darrow House.
My congratulations.
I wonder if I'm really to be congratulated.
Why ever not?
You haven't heard of the Beast of Darrow House?
The Beast of... Oh, yes, of course. I trust you're not letting that old nonsense distress you.
You think it is nonsense?
A mad beast. Old Thaddeus left to guard his house 30 years ago. A ridiculous fairy tale probably perpetuated by the feeble mind of that old servant, Smithers.
You know, I'm amazed, Dr. Travis. I thought that you... A doctor of psychology, a psychic investigator?
Though I make my living, Miss Amelia, investigating haunted houses and other such unpleasant localities, I must confess that I'm a firm disbeliever in the supernatural.
So am I, really, but I don't believe in taking chances. I'd like to know there's no danger at Darrow House before I take occupancy.
And I'd be glad to investigate for you, Miss Darrow, if the fee were satisfactory.
We'll have no trouble about the fee. But I would like a report as soon as possible. If it's perfectly safe, I'd move in at once.
Very well. Let's see, I can leave for Darrow House tonight with my secretary, Miss Ogilvy. We will spend 48 hours in the place, and at the end of that time, I'll phone you to say that the Beast of Darrow House has no basis in reality.
And if it does?
If it does, Miss Amelia, I may not be able to phone you at all.
It is, Dr. Travick. Just 11 o'clock.
Good, Miss Ogilvy. Our vigil has ended. We've been here exactly 48 hours.
And no sign of the beast with the red eyes and the slavering jaws.
Not a single snarl.
Well, you can call Miss Darrow now and give her the all clear.
I've already done it.
You have?
Why should the poor woman wait any longer? I phoned her 2 hours ago.
And she's coming out?
She should be arriving at the railroad station in the village any moment.
What's that?
Only Smithers, I believe. Smithers?
Yes, sir.
Miss Amelia is on her way to Darrow House.
Oh, you haven't told her it was all right to come, have you, sir?
Why, yes.
Oh, you shouldn't have, sir. It isn't all right at all.
Yes, we know.
There is a beast, Mum. I've seen him.
Don't worry about it, old man. I'm taking full responsibility. All you have to do is get the station wagon and drive Miss Ogilvy down to meet the train.
All right, sir. Be it as you say. But the sin's on your own head. You've got to believe me, Mum. The beast is real. He's real, Mum.
Don't be a fool, Smithers. That dog of old Darrow's has been dead these 30 years.
Dead he may be, but he walks. I've seen him, and it'll be an ugly death for anybody who tries to live in this house, I tell you.
He hasn't bothered you, I notice, Smithers.
Oh, he won't bother me. Mr. Thaddeus said I could stay in the servants' quarters.
And he hasn't bothered Dr. Travick and me.
Give him time, Mum. Give him time.
Smithers, I'm sure you really believe you've seen the beast, but you haven't. And I don't have the time to stand here and argue with you. Open the door, will you, please?
Yes, Mum. As you say, Mum.
Now, we'll have to hurry down to the station to meet Miss Darrow. What was that?
Mum! Oh, Mum, it's him!
Dr. Travick! Dr. Travick!
Well,
set, bag and baggage for a restful weekend.
Yeah, looks as if it'd be restful, all right. Not a soul at the station but us.
Well, this is a very big station.
Are they coming here to meet us?
Well, Bill said if he or Jane couldn't get away, they'd leave the station wagon down here for us. We could drive up.
There's no one out here on the platform.
Oh, there it is. The only car in the parking lot. You wait here with the luggage, Margot. I'll bring the car out.
Hurry, darling. I'm freezing.
I beg your pardon.
Oh. I couldn't help overhearing what you said about a station wagon.
Station wagon?
I was waiting inside. I came up on an earlier train. There was supposed to be someone here from Darrow House to meet me. I'm
Amelia Darrow.
Oh, I'm Margot Lane. How do you do?
How do you do?
I was wondering if you could give me a lift. Darrow House is only a few miles up the road.
We'd be glad to.
I hope I'm not imposing.
No, not at all. Better get your luggage, Miss Darrow. Mr. Krantz is bringing the car around now.
Here we are, Miss Darrow.
I don't know how to thank you, Mr. Cranston.
Please don't bother.
It wasn't out of our way at all.
I don't hear anything.
Yes, I do. Sounds like a man sobbing. It's coming right from behind this tree. Who's there? Answer me.
It's only me.
What? Mother?
Oh, Miss Amelia.
What's wrong?
Miss Ogilvy, Dr. Travick's secretary.
Yes?
She's lying on the floor in the entrance hall. Dead.
What, dead?
The beast. It was the beast.
Where are you going, Lamont?
Inside. Have a look. Now, we'll see what this is all.
Where is she? I don't see anything in here.
Well, neither do I.
It's just possible that Smethers was seeing things. He often does.
Well, there's nobody in the entrance hall. Smethers?
I'm out here, sir.
Well, come inside, please.
No, sir. I ain't ever coming in again.
Come in here, I say, or I'll come out and get you.
Oh, please, sir. I've seen enough trouble in this house. Where's she gone? Where's Miss Ogilvy?
That's what I want to ask you.
But she was right here. She tried to run inside, and he followed her and killed her.
Who did?
The beast.
The beast? What beast?
Oh, Dr. Travick.
Oh, Miss Amelia, what's going on here? Who are these people?
This is Mr. Cranston and Miss Lane. They drove me over from the station.
The Smithers says Miss Ogilvy's been murdered.
Nonsense.
Oh, it's not. It's not. Somebody's got to believe me before it's too late.
If Miss Ogilvy wasn't murdered, where is she?
That I can't say, but I'm sure she'll turn up soon, alive and well.
Just how can you be so sure she isn't dead?
Because, Mr. Cranston, I'm not idiotic enough to believe in a ghostly dog, dead a quarter of a century, who wanders this house killing all trespassers. You look like a sensible man, and I scarcely believe that you would credit such ridiculous superstitions, would you?
Well, frankly, no.
I thought not. You sent me here to investigate this place, Miss Amelia. I have done so. And I can now officially state that there is absolutely no truth in the legend of the Beast of Darrow House.
Well, that sets my mind at ease. If you'll all excuse me now, I want to start getting settled.
Certainly.
You're using the apartment in the north wing, Miss Amelia?
Yes, I like the view over the hills. Thanks again, Miss Lane. Mr. Cranston,
not
it was nothing, Miss Darrow.
Well, I suppose we'll be running along now.
Good night, then. And good luck.
Good night, Doctor.
Strange, wasn't it?
Unusual, to say the least.
That old servant is obviously still mine. That's talking about a thing. What was that? There it is again. Listen. You hear that?
I'm afraid I do.
It sounded like an animal howling.
A rather big animal. Something one might easily call a beast. Listen, Margot. You go inside, ask to use the phone. Say we have a flat, anything.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to find the servants' quarters. I think old Smithers knows more than he's told.
And you think he'll tell it to you?
Not to me. To the shadow.
Think I'm a fool, don't I?
Oh, they'll see. They'll see.
What was that? Dr. Travick, is that you?
No, this is not Dr. Travick, Smithers.
Where's that voice coming from? There's nobody here but me.
I am here, Smithers. I'm standing Standing right at your elbow, though you cannot see me.
Who are you?
I am the Shadow. I've come to learn the truth, Smithers. You cannot lie to me. Is there a beast of Darrowhouse?
Yes, there is. I've seen him.
How often have you seen him?
Tonight, when he killed Miss Ogilvy, and last night, right from these windows here, I saw him crossing the grounds outside.
What does he look like?
Oh, a great shaggy brute of a dog, like the elk hound old Mr. Darrow left to guard the house 30 years ago.
30 years ago? No dog lives for 30 years, Smithers.
This dog did. He'll never die. He'll go on prowling and killing as long as there's anyone in the Darrow house. He's a phantom beast, a snarling, vicious devil that will...
What's that?
The house phone's ringing, sir. Somebody wants me.
Answer it quickly.
Hello.
Smithers?
Yes, Mom?
This is Miss Amelia. I'm calling from the North Wing.
Yes, Mom.
I closed the door behind me, and now I can't open it. It seems to be locked from the outside. I want you to come right up and...
Yes? What is it, Mom?
I don't know. There seems to be something scratching outside the window.
Scratching? Scratching, did you say?
Yes. You'd better hurry up and...
Get out of that room, Miss Amelia. Get out while you can.
I can't. The door, I tell you. Oh.
Miss Amelia!
No, please.
Miss Amelia! Miss Amelia! Miss Amelia!
Return to the Shadow in just a minute. Among the many, many letters received since the introduction of the Blue Coal Tempmaster Thermostat is one which I have here from Charles E. Hederick of Buffalo, New York. Mr. Hederick says, I am writing this letter to tell you how pleased I am with my new Blue Coal Tempmaster. I'm sure that a coal furnace regulated by a Tempmaster gives my home the best possible heat. My supply of blue coal in the cellar assures me of uninterrupted warmth all winter. And my Blue Coal Tempmaster helps to burn that fine coal the easy way. Yes, there's no doubt about it. Blue Coal plus a Tempmaster automatic heat regulator is just about the finest way to heat your home. The Tempmaster eliminates running up and down stairs to adjust dampers. The thermostat in the living room controls them automatically. A Tempmaster is not expensive and is very easily installed without interrupting the heat in your home. You'll be so enthusiastic about your Tempmaster that you'll probably write to your dealer and say, as Mr. Hederick did, thanks, Blue Coal, for an especially comfortable home this winter. Thank you for writing, Mr. Hederick. Friends, get in touch with your Blue Coal dealer about a new Tempmaster thermostat tomorrow. Now, back to the Shadow. Smithers, the aged butler of Darrow House, was on the phone to Miss Amelia in the North Wing when suddenly he heard the snarl of the beast and a strangled scream. Then silence. A few moments later, as Lamont and Margot and Smithers pounded on the door to Miss Amelia's room.
Miss Amelia! Miss Amelia!
Lamont, why doesn't she answer?
Strong possibility she can't, Margot.
Oh, heaven preserve.
Stand back, Smithers.
Oh, what are you going to do, sir?
Break this door in.
Oh, don't, sir. Oh, don't. The beast. He's inside.
We'll have to meet him sooner or later, Smithers.
Miss Amelia! Miss...
Why, there's nobody in this room at all.
She was here. She said she was right here in the North Wing.
What's all the excitement?
Miss Amelia's been attacked, Travick.
Attacked?
Yes.
Where is she?
Well, we don't know, but it happened in this room.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, sir. I talked to her on the house phone.
Oh, you talked to her, eh, Smithers?
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid your imagination is playing tricks on us again.
Not this time, Travick.
What do you mean?
Miss Amelia phoned Smithers from this room.
Oh?
Yes.
How do you know? Where were you there, Cranston?
Well, I... No, I wasn't there, but I can tell you this much.
What?
The time has come to call the police.
Just a
There's
moment.
No time to waste.
I'm a reasonable man, Mr. Cranston, and I ask you to meet me halfway. Well, let's search the house thoroughly, just once. And if we don't find Mr. Amelia and Miss Fogarty, I'll contact the authorities myself.
All right, it's a deal.
Where are you going, Lamont?
I'll search through the attic, starting with this story.
Good. Smithers and I will take the lower part of the house.
Wait here, Margot. Don't leave this room till I get back.
Right, Lamont.
Come along, Smithers.
Not me, sir.
Smithers?
Thaddeus Darrow didn't want nobody to search in this house, and I ain't taking no chances.
Why was that, Smithers?
What, Miss Lane?
Why was Mr. Thaddeus so concerned that nobody should search this house?
I ain't sure, Mum, but I think it was because of his money.
His money?
Yes, sir. You knew him, sir. You knew how bad he hated people.
Well?
The night he died, he told me nobody was going to get his money and that he'd taken care to see nobody ever would.
What did he mean by that, sir?
I can't swear, Mum, but if you ask me, I think it's buried somewhere inside Darrow House.
You think it's still here?
Yes, Mum, and the beast is still here to protect it.
Rubbish.
I tell you, I saw him last night. Listen, it sounds as if it were coming from the cellar. It's him. It's the beast.
Impossible.
There is something in that cellar, Dr. Travis.
I'll investigate, Miss Lane. Stay here with the ladies, Mother.
It may be the beast, you know, Doctor.
I'm aware of that possibility, Miss Lane. But in my business, death is an occupational hazard. Margot?
Yes, Lamont.
You all right?
Yes, I'm all right. You find Miss Amelia and Miss Ogilvy?
No sign of them everywhere. I've been all over the house.
Oh, sir, you ought to call the police, like you said.
I've already tried, Smithers.
Well?
There's no answer. I'm afraid the phone lines have been cut.
Cut?
Yes, darling. Smithers.
Yes, sir.
I have an errand for you.
Yes, sir.
My car's outside in the drive. Take it and get over to the village.
You want me to get the police? Sir?
Yes, and don't waste any precious time doing it.
Oh, I won't, sir.
Smithers.
Who's that?
Dr. Fenwick, where are you going?
To the village, sir, to get the police.
That isn't necessary. Why don't you phone them?
The phone, sir? Oh, no, I can't. The lines have been cut.
Nonsense. The phone in the den is working.
The den?
Yes. Right inside, Smithers.
Oh, no, sir. I wouldn't dare go in there.
Don't be a fool.
Oh, Dr. Travick, Mr. Thaddeus died in that room, sir. I haven't been in it in 30 years. Not for $1 million would I go in there alone.
Would you be afraid if I went in with you?
Well, no, I guess I wouldn't, sir.
Excellent. After you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Travick! Dr. Travick! Why did you lock the door? Dr. Travick! Dr. Travick!
Did you hear a muffled call?
I can't be sure. The walls of this house are so thick they drown out thunder. I do know this, Margot.
What?
I haven't heard Smithers start my car on the drive. I'm afraid the time has come for me to do a little investigating. Stay right where you are.
But you may need help.
I do. I have someone to rely on.
Who?
Our mutual friend, Shadow.
I don't know whether it's worse to wait up here all alone or go prowling around in the dark with Lamont. Anyway,
Lane.
Travick, you frightened me.
I have good news. I found Miss Amelia and Miss Ogilvy.
You have?
Of course I have. I told you I would.
Where are they?
Below, in the cellar.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. If you don't believe me, come and see. Here we are, Miss Lane. Yes, Bardolph.
Who's this?
My assistant, his name. An animal trainer by profession.
An animal trainer?
Yes. I find him invaluable in the investigation of psychic phenomena.
Yes. The man has come to see Miss Ogilvy and Mr. Mill.
Where are they?
You really want to see them?
Yes.
Let's take a look. There. In the coal bin.
In the coal bin?
I told you I'd found them, Miss Lane.
Let me out of here. Let me out! Oh. What's that?
That, Miss Lane, is the beast of Darrow House, or a reasonable facsimile. There he stands in his cage. Timberwolf, hired for me by Bardolph to play the part of spectral hound of old Thaddeus Darrow.
Come on! Come on!
Stop her, Bardolph.
Where are you?
Let me go! Let me go!
Grab her, Bardolph, grab her! Now then. Tired to that post.
There we are.
Very well. Proceed.
I let him off at the chain?
Yes. One moment.
Yeah?
Will our lives be safe if you let him loose?
Oh, sure. He's been trained to the sound of my voice. All I have to do is speak to him, and he's gentle as a lamb, sir.
All right. Quick, get it over with. You've been very curious about the beast this late. You should be grateful for this opportunity to meet him. In person. Very well, Bardolph. Unclip the chain.
All right. There. I don't get this at all. He's just sitting in the door without moving.
Oh, what's the matter?
I don't know. The hair on his back is standing up straight. Like he was scared to death or something. Something in this room.
But there's no one here but us. What are you laughing at, Bardolph?
Me? I'm not laughing. I thought you were.
No, Bardolph. No, Travick, you are both wrong. It is I. The Shadow.
Shadow? But I can't see nobody.
Your beast is aware of my presence, however. I'm afraid he's too terrified to do your dirty work for you. The game appears to be over, Bardolph.
It wasn't my game. Travick here dragged me into this.
Quite true, Bardolph. It was Travick who knew that the old man had buried his money in this house. And it was Travick who has been digging systematically for it for years.
How do you know this?
When Amelia Darrow was awarded this house, Travick, you plotted with Bardolph to create a real beast of Darrow House to keep her away from your treasure hunting.
Yeah, you're right, Shadow. If you let me go, I'll stand up in court and say you're right.
I can't let you go, Bardolph. You can make things easier for yourself. By cutting Miss Lane's bonds and freeing her at once.
Yes, sir. Just as you say, sir. And when she's a free, Shadow, then can I go free?
I'm afraid not, under the circumstances.
Otherwise, is it going to be different, huh?
How different?
Such as my having this knife blade pressed against the throat. Very convenient to use. You don't let me and Travick out of here.
Good work, Bardolph. Good work, man.
What do you say, Shadow?
All I can say is drop that knife. Drop it.
Not on your life.
Drop it.
What is this?
Drop it.
Bardolph.
Afraid you'll have to find a new assistant, Travick. He's fallen on the very knife he was using to bring me to terms.
Bardolph.
All right, Margot. First we take this gag out.
Thank heavens you've come.
Now the bonds. There we are.
Bardolph, let's get out of here. Let's get out. Please, Shadow.
Here we are.
Shadow. What's the matter? Door is jammed. Door is jammed. Will you let me out, please? Will you let me out, please? Will you? No. Help me. Help!
Bardolph. Speak to me. Speak to the dog. Speak to him. Bardolph, speak to him. Speak to him!
Now let me present Blue Coal's distinguished heating authority, John Bartley.
Thank you, Andre Baruch, and good evening, friends. Recently, I received a letter from a man in New Rochelle, New York. He says, sometimes my furnace fire comes up quickly in the morning, but I can't count on it. Is there a way to bank a fire so it will always respond quickly? The answer is yes, of course. And banking a fire the right way is the easy way to save fuel and to have better heat. The important thing to remember is to always keep a deep fire. A deep, solid bed of glowing coal assures you of quick heat when you want it. So when you shake the grates, do it gently. Then add fuel by raking the fire upward toward the firebox door and putting the fresh coal in the depression. Close the ash pit door and open the check damper. Now your fire is properly banked. It's easy to keep your fire healthy and long burning if you keep a deep fire bed at all times. I thank you.
This story is copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, The Shadow will demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, your friendly Blue Coal dealer brings you another strange and thrilling adventure in The Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. The Shadow is presented by the DL&W Coal Company, distributors of Blue Coal. Lamont Cranston is played by Brett Morrison. Margot by Grace Matthews. Your announcer is Andre Baruch. Remember, it's Blue Coal for finest heating service. It's Blue Coal for finest modern equipment. It's Blue Coal for the best home heat money can buy. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
What evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
Once again, your neighborhood blue coal dealer brings you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcefully to young and old alike that crime does not pay. It's blue coal for finest heating service. It's blue coal for finest modern equipment. It's blue coal for the best home heat money can buy. Actually, blue coal gives you more value for your money. It costs no more than ordinary coal, but because blue coal is cleaner, slower burning, higher quality, yes, the finest anthracite obtainable anywhere in the world, blue coal gives you more heat for each dollar's worth of fuel you burn. This year, insist on blue coal, America's finest home fuel. The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today's drama, When the Grave is Open. It is shortly after midnight. In a cemetery on the outskirts of town, two sinister figures pick their way carefully through the tombstones.
This looks like it, Ryan. Fresh turned grave, just about where Cole said it would be. You have to make so much noise. There's a caretaker in this marble orchard. Maybe he ain't exactly deaf.
You think it was a face body snatch digger? What's with you?
Nothing. I just don't know what Cole has got in back of his skull. That always worries me.
Meaning?
How come he's so particular about getting this stiff for no other? Usually he just puts in an order for a stiff, and at that, this time it's got to be this one. Why?
Nice, I get my dough, I ain't curious.
Yeah, so I noticed. Okay, start digging. I'll keep an eye out for the caretaker.
Yeah. Hey, the dirt's nice and soft. Won't take long. What's that?
Someone coming, Doc.
What's going on, mister? No, don't move. I got a gun on you.
No, don't shoot. I guess you got me.
Oh, a grave robber, huh? All right. Let's get a good look at you. Now, turn around. Now.
Okay, Ryan, you can stop sweating.
I was beginning to worry, Digger. Thought you might have powdered on me.
I was getting behind. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
I hit the guy too hard. He's dead.
What do we do?
What do you mean, what do we do? Cole is paying us for a stiff, ain't he? Okay, so we got a stiff. We got this one.
Miss Kohler, he should have been here by now. You told him we had the stiff, didn't you?
I told him.
What's he do with these stiffs he buys us on? It's about the sixth one already.
Maybe he's making up a baseball team. Yeah, that may be him now.
Good evening, my friend. Bitter night. What?
Hello, Kohler. You're late.
I trust I didn't keep you boys from anything.
No, but we had to entertain somebody for you, and he wasn't exactly good company.
Oh, yes. You got what I ordered, you said. May I see it?
Why not? Right here. Pull back the canvas, Roy.
Okay.
Well, surely there's been some mistake. This isn't the subject I ordered.
Must be you knew him personally.
Not exactly, my friend. However, I did know that he was lame. This subject isn't. The conclusion is obvious.
Cover him up, Ryan. As a matter of fact, Kohler, we had a little difficulty.
I see. Perhaps it will be safer if I dispose of our friend here through channels. Suppose we make it 50 for this one instead of the usual 100.
No, suppose we just let it ride, Kohler, sort of on the house. I got an idea. We'd make a good combination as partners.
How do you mean?
I got an idea a lot of insurance companies been paying off much more than a century on our product. Hey, Kohler?
Blackmail, Digger?
Blackmail's such an ugly word, Kohler. Let's say sales talk, huh?
Now, wait a... But then, why argue? There should be plenty for both of us. Partner.
So you see something sinister about an attempted grave robbery, eh, Cranston?
Yes, Commissioner, particularly since the caretaker hasn't been seen since it happened.
Lamont thinks he may have disturbed the grave robbers and they kidnapped him, Commissioner.
Yes, I'm sure he does. Cranston never sees a simple explanation for anything that happens. Always something melodramatic.
Well, take a look at this case, Commissioner. The grave was a particularly exposed one where the robbers took a great chance of being discovered.
Why? You tell me.
Well, I don't know. It was a pauper's grave, so there wasn't anything on the body they'd be after. And yet they deliberately picked this particular one where they were almost certain of being seen.
Maybe the light was better there.
Then you don't think there's anything behind these grave robberies, Commissioner?
Vandalism, perhaps. Nothing sinister, I'm afraid.
I can see we're taking up the Commissioner's time, Margot.
Mm-hmm. Nonsense, Cranston. Always glad to see you. Socially. Drop in any time. Socially.
I see what you mean, Commissioner. Now let's go, darling.
Goodbye, Commissioner.
Goodbye. And, Margot.
Yes?
Hide those detective stories he's been reading, will you?
Huh. Detective stories. Maybe do him some good if he'd read some.
Oh, don't be angry, darling. After all, the Commissioner's a busy man, and maybe after all, he is right. Maybe it is just vandalism.
Nonsense. Something sinister behind these grave thefts, and I intend to find out what it is.
How?
I found out who the man was whose grave they tried to rob. So, to begin with, perhaps we'd better have a talk with his landlady.
Hello, Kohler. You look surprised.
Digger. What are you doing here? I told you never to come to my place.
Now, is there any way to talk to a partner?
I'm expecting my client any minute. There he is now. You mustn't be seen here.
Huh?
Quickly, in the other room.
Okay.
Coming. Oh, Mason.
Come in. Come in, sir.
Now, sit down. Sit down, sir.
Thank you. Well, Kohler?
I have good news for you, Mr. Mason.
Oh?
We're arranging for your death the night after tomorrow. Is that satisfactory?
I think so. There'll be no hitches?
None that I foresee. Of course, yours has been a rather difficult case.
I know, I know. That's why I'm paying you $50,000. I expect there to be no slip-up.
Naturally, sir, naturally. You'll hold yourself in readiness.
Why, of course, man, of course. Here's the $25,000 you wanted on count. I'll give you the rest. After I'm buried.
Quite satisfactory, sir. Quite.
Fine. Good day, Kohler.
Good day, Mr. Mason. All right, Digger.
Very neat, partner. 25 G's. Now, my share.
Your share, dear partner, comes after we secure the subject. The one in the grave, you remember? The one you failed to get the first time.
The lame one?
Exactly. After all, we can disguise the features and plant all kinds of identification. But the man must be lame.
Of course, partner. Consider it done. I'll have Ryan take care of it tonight. This time, there'll be no slips.
Find the most fascinating places to spend your afternoons, Lamont. Where are we going, anyway?
The man whose grave the vandals tried to rob last night lived here, Margot. His landlady should be right at the head of the stairs.
Oh, if I'd known we were going calling, I'd have worn my long gloves.
Here's the apartment. See, the doorbell says Mrs. Gimble. Let me do the talking, Margot. You're hardly in a mood to win friends or influence people.
Oh, what do you want?
My name is Cranston, Mrs. Gimble.
Oh, what? Everyone has some trouble.
Carry on, darling.
I wanted some information about a tenant of yours.
What do I look like, a stool pigeon?
Nice going, darling.
I've just begun, Margot. Watch this new technique.
Now, look, mister, I'm a baby woman.
I just wanted to leave my card, madam. I hope you don't mind the green color and that picture of Lincoln on it.
Why, look. Well, why didn't you say so? Come in, Mr. Sensen.
Cranston.
Sensen, for $5. It could be Joe Schmo, and you'd still be welcome. Come in already.
I can see Dale Carnegie made a lot of fuss about nothing.
Carnegie? I thought you said your name was Winston.
Cranston. Now, about this rumor of yours?
Which one? I got about 100. Only about 3 paid their rent, but I got about 100.
The records say his name was Grable. He died a few days ago.
Oh, him. Yeah, I remember Mr. Grable. Poor fellow, he went just last week. All paid up, too.
Did he have any relatives or friends, any money or belongings? Was anything buried with him that belonged to him?
What could have belonged to him? So he owned the clothes he was wearing.
Was there anything peculiar about him, anything unusual?
No, nothing. Only he was a little lame.
Lame?
I see. Thanks very much, Mrs. Gimble. You've been very helpful.
So long your name is Hanson, I can tell you anything. You see?
No, not exactly. What's my name got to do with it, Mrs. Gimble?
So long it ain't Macy. Does Gimble tell Macy?
Hmm?
It's a joke, don't you get it? Does Gimble tell Macy?
Are you sure it's important for us to be in the cemetery at this time of night?
Of course, Margot. If, as I suspect, the grave robbers wanted the lame man's body and no other, they'll have to come back. Now, the grave we're interested in should be right over there to the left of that mausoleum. Wait a minute.
What's that?
Someone shoveling. It's quiet now. It stopped. Come on, around the back of the mausoleum.
Oh, Lamont, I don't like it here.
Neither do any of the rest of us. There's a grave over there. Someone's been digging, all right. Oh.
Lamont!
We'll return to the shadow in just a moment. In the heating season that's just beginning, and which will last until next May, get carefree heating comfort with a Blue Coal Tempmaster. It's the greatest labor-saving device possible to have in your home. The amazing temperature regulator that opens and closes furnace drafts automatically. Of course, vacuum cleaners are great work savers. Washing machines are wonderful, too. But only a Tempmaster is on the job saving you work and time 24 hours a day. Every minute of every day it keeps your home
comfortably, healthfully warm without the necessity of running up and down stairs to adjust furnace dampers. It saves time and trouble. But here's something else. A Blue Coal Temp Master will save money, too, by cutting down fuel consumption. A Temp Master can easily save enough fuel to pay for itself in a single heating season. Only Blue Coal dealers have them. Your neighborhood Blue Coal dealer will be glad to demonstrate the Temp Master for you. He'll show you how the Temp Master can be installed on any furnace easily and inexpensively. It is guaranteed for 5 years. Tomorrow, call the nearest Blue Coal dealer for a demonstration of the Temp Master in your own home. He's listed in the classified section of your phone directory. Now, back to the Shadow. Lamont Cranston and Margot Lane, investigating a series of ghoulish grave robberies, are in a cemetery at midnight when suddenly they are attacked.
This one's a dame, Digger. She won't do any more yelling.
That guy won't either.
What?
I don't know, but we better make sure they don't. Listen, hear anything?
Yeah. Sounds like someone coming.
Must have heard the dame yell. Beat it, there's more than one of them.
I told you to stay right here on this spot, Moran.
Why, I thought I saw lights over near the gate and wanted to investigate, Commissioner.
I have an idea that... Hey, look there. There's a woman's body.
Yeah. There's a man over there.
Good heavens. It's Margo Lane.
Margo. Margo, can you hear me?
Oh.
How about him, Moran? No. Is he all right?
He's okay, Commissioner.
Margo. Margo, you all right?
She's still breathing, no thanks to you.
Weston, how'd you get here?
We had an idea the grave robbers might come back here tonight to finish their job. Now, of course, you've scared them off.
I'm sorry, Commissioner, really sorry.
You all right, Lamont?
Okay, I think.
Thank heavens, I saw him hit you and you fell. Commissioner Weston.
Hello, Margot.
Commissioner, I never would have interfered, but you said vandalism.
Never mind what I said. You don't expect me to divulge the department's secrets, do you?
No, I suppose not.
Moran.
Yes, Commissioner?
Seek Cranston and Miss Lane home and see that they stay there. Even if you have to handcuff them to the radiator.
Digger, what are you doing here? I told you not to come to my place.
This is an emergency, Cora. We ran into a stakeout. The Marble Orchard was loaded with cops.
Oh, that does make things difficult, doesn't it?
We gotta lay low for a while until the heat's off.
I'm afraid that's impossible, Digger. All arrangements have been made for Mason to die tomorrow night. We must have a substitute corpse, a lame corpse.
So we'll make one. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's nice to be done.
Sure. We could use the caretaker's body. You still got that. All we do is fix it up a little.
No. You saw Mason. He's a big man. The caretaker's too small.
That's right. Ryan be a closer fit.
Ryan? Your pal?
Yeah, Ryan. You wouldn't mind helping out in an emergency.
Come on, Commissioner Weston will be terribly angry if he knows we didn't stay at home tonight.
Yes, I know, Margot. I want Mr. Poindexter to help in identifying someone for me. I got a glimpse of my assailant in the cemetery. He had only one arm.
One arm? Are you sure?
Positive. And I imagine an underworld contact like Mr. Poindexter could identify him for us.
That weird little man. Are you stopping here?
This is where we're to meet him.
The cellar?
Yeah.
Oh.
Watch your step, darling. There he is at that corner table.
The lovely Miss Lane, I do declare. How nice indeed. Sit down. Yes, yes, by all means, sit down.
Thank you, Miss Poindexter. Margot. Well, you're looking well.
Ah, indeed. A little brew occasionally keeps one fit. Relaxing, preserves the tissues, you know.
Mr. Poindexter, we're on the trail of a pair of grave robbers.
Oh, very depressing career, grave robbing. You don't mind?
No, of course not. Go right ahead. As I say, we're on the trail of two ghouls. One in particular has only one arm.
Oh, sad, very sad.
Then you don't know him?
I didn't say that exactly, Miss Lane. Seems I've heard of such a character.
Who is he, Poindexter? Where can I find him?
Oh, such haste, Mr. Cranston. Bad for the tissues. Quite bad.
Who's the one-armed grave robber, Mr. Poindexter?
His name might be Digger. Yeah, he specializes in grave robbing. Lost his arm when the heavy lid of a coffin crushed in one night.
Where can I find him?
Oh, such haste. Such haste. He has a little hideout down near the river. An old warehouse opposite the tannery.
I know the place. Come on, Margo.
Right.
You're sure you won't stop for some refreshment?
No, thanks, Mr. Poindexter, but possibly you'll have one on me. I'll order a refill on the way out.
Oh, splendid, splendid. Good day, Miss Lane, Mr. Cranston. Good day.
Yeah?
It's me, Ryan. Digger.
Sure glad you're back, Digger. Sitting here with this stiffer company ain't exactly my idea of a good time.
Well, I brought company, Ryan.
Good evening, Ryan.
Oh, Mr. Carter.
Just dump the stuff there, Carter.
What's that?
Some things we'll need to manufacture a substitute corpse. Our friend Mason. Personal effects, kit of instruments, blowtorch, and a vice.
Ah.
Incidentally, Ryan, the caretaker's body is too small.
You mean we gotta get another? Tonight?
Not exactly.
I think we can use one we've got right here, Ryan.
What do you... You mean me, don't you? Don't you?
Yes, Ryan. We mean you.
Sit up, pal. It'll be easier that way.
Right, stay away from me.
Don't be difficult, Ryan.
Oh, get away.
Come here, Ryan.
No.
Come here.
No. No. No.
Mama, this is such a deserted place. You're sure this is the place Poindexter meant?
Yes, Mama. The door's open. I'll go first with the light.
Ooh, it's cold in here.
Watch your step, darling.
Come on. Look over there near the wall. What's that?
Hmm?
Oh, just some canvas piled up.
Is it? Canvas has a very strange shape.
What is it?
Good Lord. It's a man. He's dead and his leg... No, don't look, Margot.
Is it the body of the caretaker?
No. I think this is the connecting link. It's all part of a terrible and ingenious swindle. First, these men tried to get old Mr. Grabo's body. Why? Because he was lame. Then, when they couldn't get it, they killed this man and mutilated him.
Let's get out of here, Lamont.
In just a second. His clothes aren't his. Apparently, he belonged to the supposed victim. Maybe there's some identification. What's this? It's a wallet.
Maybe it's his, Lamont.
No, Margot, look here.
Hmm?
Special driving permit issued to R.H. Mason, 142 Fairway Drive, with notation that he was lame. Mason.
Do you know him, Lamont?
No, Margot. I have a feeling that the Shadow will make his acquaintance very shortly.
Uneasy, Mr. Mason.
Who said that?
I am the Shadow.
I don't see anyone. Where are you?
Right here beside you, Mason.
Well, what do you want with me? I haven't done anything.
You've caused two men to die.
No. No, you're wrong.
Two men died so that a lame corpse could be produced. Why, Mason?
I don't know what you mean.
Why, Mason?
I wanted to disappear. I'm tired. I wanted to go away. But they told me they could steal a body. A body similar to mine.
Then a fake accident and the burned body would be discovered and identified as you, eh?
Yes. Yes, that's right. But nobody would get hurt, I swear it.
Two men have already died, one in agony. Who did it, Mason? Who?
His name is Kohler. He has a place on 75th near Martin Avenue.
Shadow will deal with Kohler. But if you've lied, Mason, I will return and you'll answer to the Shadow.
Another drink, Digger? To sort of celebrate.
Don't mind if I do. What's on your mind bringing me here to your place, Colin?
I just thought it would be more pleasant. After all, we have a very unpleasant night's work before us.
You mean take care, Ryan? That won't take us long now. Then Mr. Mason takes care of us for the rest of our lives.
Yes, and in your case, Diggers, that might not be too long.
Why the gun?
I was thinking of saving Mason some money.
Your share.
You wouldn't cross me, Colin.
I'm not. I'm well equipped to dispose of your body, Digger, and certainly nobody's going to miss you.
Wait a second, Kohler.
You didn't think I'd let you hijack me for a partnership, did you?
I knew you wouldn't.
You talk too much, Kohler. Just because I've got one arm don't mean I can't handle a guy like you.
Judo, huh?
Yeah?
I misjudged you, Digger. Well, I guess we might as well make a deal after all. You get your full share.
My full share and yours, too, now, Kohler.
If you're considering killing me, I'll tell you right now it won't do you a bit of good. I foresaw this possibility, and I've left a full confession naming you as my murderer in the event anything happens to me.
Smart, very smart, Kohler, but not quite bright enough.
What do you mean?
If something happens to you, they won't look for me, Kohler. They'll think I'm dead. Because they're going to find what looks like my body.
You won't get away with it.
No, you disappear, and they find a one-armed man badly burned. They won't look any further.
You wouldn't do it.
It worked with Ryan. It ought to work with you. Sit down. This rope does nicely. There. Now we'll take a look at these instruments of yours.
No, don't. Shoot me anything, but not there. Not there.
Sorry not to accommodate you, Kohler, but bullet wounds are so hard to explain sometimes. Now.
No! Don't!
You cry before you're hurt, Kohler. You're not. Who knocked that knife out of my hand?
The Shadow, Digger. The Shadow comes for revenge.
Thanks, Shadow. He was going to mutilate me.
Thanks, Kohler. Shadow's only intention is to save you for justice.
No, but he's going to save him. What's around my arm?
Nothing supernatural, Digger. Just an ordinary rope. We can't have you incapacitating the state's witness, can we? We want both you murdering ghouls alive when you step before the bar of justice.
Now let me present Blue Coal's distinguished heating authority, John Barclay.
Thank you, Andre Baruch, and good evening, friends. Before you actually need heat in your home, and that may be very soon now, your furnace should be clean, checked, and put into first-class condition so that you'll be assured of convenient, comfortable heat during the winter months ahead. And your Blue Coal dealer is the man to do the job for you. Blue Coal dealers have special equipment and trained men to do a thorough cleaning job that's quick, dust-free, and inexpensive. They'll make any necessary minor repairs as well. Actual records prove that a clean, efficient furnace will sometimes burn 20% less fuel. Get in touch with your Blue Coal dealer before cold weather comes. Better call him first thing tomorrow. I thank you.
This story is copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, the Shadow will demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, your friendly Blue Coal dealer brings you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. The Shadow is presented by the DL&W Coal Company, distributors of Blue Coal. Lamont Cranston is played by Brett Morrison. Margot by Grace Matthews. Your announcer is Andre Baruch. Remember, It's Blue Coal for finest heating service. It's Blue Coal for finest modern equipment. It's Blue Coal for the best home heat money can buy. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This has been a Cryptid County podcast. To check out our other storytelling podcasts like Let's Not Meet and Odd Trails, go to CrypticCountyPodcasts.com. We'll see you next time.
You know what ought to happen next? If this was a horror story? That's what ought to happen next.
It did.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.